Australia also figures in today's GeoQuiz. It's a country that does things big. In fact, there are 150 so-called big things scattered around Australia. They're big and colorful sculptures meant to lure would-be visitors off the highway. The world's Jason Margolis has personally seen some of them.
I got the big banana, the big pineapple, the big orange, lots of different things that reflect the local culture and the local industry. And I'm on my way right now to the big cod. So this is a good way to break up the drive. It's exciting.
The question for you is, can you name the town in Victoria that's famous for its strawberry farms? It's 160 miles north of Melbourne, and it's got one of those very big sculptures in the form of, that's right, a strawberry. We're back with the answer later in the program. Our GeoQuiz sent us down under in search of big things. Actually, we just wanted to know where the big strawberry is. More on that in just a bit. Australia's big things are giant sculptures designed to highlight local products and culture. The world's Jason Margolis went on the road to see some of them.
I've got my eyes on the road ahead of me. I'm driving through Victoria, Australia, in southeastern Australia on my way from Melbourne to the farming town of Griffith. It's about a 5.5 hour drive, and along the way I'm stopping at one of Australia's many, many big things.
The big cod is this magnificent fish down on our Murray River Foreshore Park.
That's Sandy Hamilton. I met her and Velda Cole at the Visitor Information Center in Tokemwal. This town of 1800 is where the big things craze began. Almost. The big cod was finished in 1968.
Originally, we were going to be the first very big thing, but now, unfortunately, the big banana beat us from Queensland because the fiberglass wasn't ready in time.
Have people gotten over the sting of it being second? Or?
I don't think they have. Do you, Bella?
Probably not, but I think it was the first big fish, but not the first big thing. Mm.
Sure, it's easy to poke fun at the big things. Too easy. And most of the Australians I met did, too. I heard the words kitschy, tacky, and tasteless from the mouths of locals. But Australians also expressed a love for their big things. Warm childhood memories of stopping off at the big prawn on a family vacation. And the two women at the visitor center in Tokemwal said the big things are more than just something to gawk at. The big cod put their town on the map.
We are very proud of our big fish, and I know that there is another big fish somewhere along the Murray, but I'm not quite sure where that is actually. But ours is the big one.
Yeah,
we've got the big cod for sure.
The big cod measures 33 feet in length. Its popularity has spawned some nearby imitators.
We've got the big strawberry down in Coonamoo.
Yes.
Have you been down to the big strawberry?
No, this is my first.
Oh, well, there you go. You need to go back another 15 minutes from Tokemwal towards Coonamoo, and you'll see the big strawberry on the road.
I got back in the car, turned on the radio, and went on my way.
95, the RSR FM.
After a few minutes, you couldn't miss it. A 17-foot strawberry on the side of the road.
We had to have the big strawberry.
Michael and Darren Hayes are the father-son duo behind the big strawberry. Michael says erecting a massive fiberglass fruit on his farm was a simple enough idea. Catch people's eye while they're driving, then give them a reason to linger at their strawberry-themed store and restaurant.
We stumbled on the strawberry pancakes, and that's our highlight now, strawberry pancakes, which uses a lot of fruit. We started making jams and condiments and wines, and we sort of just got into a niche market that people want in their travels.
Was it always designed this size, or did you ever think, hey, we're going to do one that's 20 meters, or where did you draw
the line? We did. We were going to build a real big one that you could get inside, but public liabilities is going to kill us, so it wasn't worth it. Yeah.
And there were council restrictions as well. Good old government policies.
Tell me your name again. It's Jenny.
My name's Jenny.
And your last name, Jenny?
Jenny Law.
And you work here at the
Big Merino in Goulburn.
And you can go inside the Big Merino, is that correct?
You can, Jason. You go through the door, you'll go up 4 stories to his eyes.
4 stories.
Now, this sheep was a big thing. The Big Merino was a welcome diversion from a long and monotonous landscape, though I did drive past a massive tennis racket as well. The big merino wasn't always so easy to spot from the road, so a few years ago they moved it two blocks to be closer to the highway.
One massive truck lifted him and brought him up to this site.
Were you here the day they moved it?
Oh, yes, yes.
Was it easy to do?
To the men that did it, it was very easy, very hard on us, because one move, like the wrong way, we could have lost him. But they're professionals. They did an amazing job.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yes.
You're like not like nervous, like you didn't sleep for a few days?
I couldn't eat my breakfast that morning.
Here's a question I had. Where does all of this end? Isn't a 24-foot boxing crocodile or a 300-foot worm just a bit too big? I put the question to Michael Hayes and his son Darren, the strawberry guys.
Not really. That's just Australian always want big, the big things. Bigger the better, and they keep outdoing each other, I think.
I think it's an American thing, actually.
Is it?
Because Americans always like big things. Everything's got to be bigger and better. Bigger motors, bigger cars.
Yeah. Yuck it up, tough guy. You're the one who built a 17-foot strawberry. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Kunamu, Australia.
And Kunamu is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. You can see a video of Jason's big road trip and the big things he saw along the way at theworld.org. We also have some big winners in our GeoQuiz texting game. Ryan in Wallingford, Connecticut, Jolene in Irving, Texas, and Shad in Prospect, Kentucky all texted the correct answer to 698-66. You can join in next time we play. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 698-66.